With the worst of the worst in North American law enforcement, this is Bad Cop No Donut for September 9th, 2004.
All right, freeze! Police!
Bad cop. No
donut.
Bad, 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 bad. Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
Two Minneapolis police officers were put on paid administrative leave this week after a videotape surfaced showing the two beating a handcuffed prisoner. The two officers are Sergeant Carol Hawley, with the force since 1973, and John LeLuzern, a five-year veteran of the force. The videotape was shown on Minneapolis television last week after the broadcast community leaders expressed their outrage. The video shows a group of Minneapolis police officers surrounding a man on the ground who was wearing handcuffs. One of the officers appears to kick the prisoner in the head, and another slams a door on the prisoner's leg shortly afterward as he was being placed in a squad car. An internal affairs investigation of the incident is underway. It was the second time in a week that a video had surfaced showing abusive behavior by Minneapolis officers. In the other incident, Officer Victor Mills is seen slapping a prisoner after an August arrest. Mills is also on administrative leave. Lawyers are trying to free a man who claims his murder confession was false and that it was beaten out of him by Chicago police officers. Daryl Canning claims that in 1983 he was driven by police to a remote location where officers shoved a gun in his mouth and played Russian roulette to get him to confess to murder. He also says that police officers put cattle prods on his genitals and shocked him. Lawyers showed a parole board a video of Commander John Burge in a deposition, refusing repeatedly to answer questions under oath relating to alleged torture in the Chicago Police Department. Burge repeatedly asserts his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, he says, on the advice of his attorney. Burge was fired from the force in 1993, on the same day that he was served a grand jury subpoena ordering him to testify in an ongoing investigation into torture allegations within the Chicago Police Department. A videotape has been shown nationally in the U.S. depicting police dragging a handcuffed woman through a Las Vegas casino. The woman, 55-year-old Paula Sadoff, launched a lawsuit last week claiming police brutality and was recently interviewed on Good Morning America. Sadoff says she suffered a broken knee and wrist after she was slammed against a police car and thrown to the ground by officers. 1 year and two surgeries later, she still walks with a cane. She was arrested for domestic assault, but the charges against her were later dropped. Police refused to comment on the lawsuit or their investigation of the incident. A man claims that Evanston, Illinois police beat him after a routine traffic stop, and his claims are supported by a videotape showing police beating him in a bathroom stall. The 21-year-old man was pulled over for making an illegal right turn on a red light last March. Police surveillance cameras show officers leading the man to a bathroom stall at a police station, which he emerges from moments later. Next, the video shows an officer grabbing him by the neck, pushing him against a wall, and choking him. The video also shows one officer standing guard and another officer observing the brutality directly. The video also shows the man being forced into his stall out of range of the cameras by two officers and then emerging with serious wounds. Bloodstains can be seen forming on the man's shirt while an officer applies a bandage to a wound on the man's head. The victim was wearing handcuffs throughout the incident. The Evanston Police Department is not commenting on the matter except to say that the incident has been turned over to state authorities for investigation. All charges against the man were later dropped and his lawyers have filed a lawsuit. The city of Sadieville, Kentucky, has suspended its police chief, Mike Mizell, 2 days after he was charged with impaired driving and resisting arrest. After a 30-minute closed session, which included an interview with the chief, council voted unanimously to suspend Mizell with pay pending the outcome of the charges against him. Mizell claims that the arresting officer was out of his jurisdiction and used excessive force during the arrest. Mizell was taken to a nearby hospital after the incident. A Grand Rapids, Michigan police officer has been suspended from his job after beating a man. The complaint against the officer, Matthew Lockhart, was filed surprisingly by his fellow officers. Officer Lockhart was involved in a very brief chase. After the suspect had given up and placed himself on the ground, Lockhart repeatedly struck his victim with his police-issue radio and kicked him. The victim, who is currently planning for a lawsuit, suffered a broken rib and several cuts which required staples. prosecutors are expected to decide whether or not to lay charges within the next couple of days. Chesterfield, Michigan Police Chief Steve Robbins has been fired because of three new allegations of misconduct. Robbins has been on paid suspension since May, except for 2 weeks in June when he was suspended without pay. This time around, he was suspended for using his police vehicle to tow a trailer, failing to report a traffic accident, and for ordering a command officer to destroy an interdepartmental memo. In the past, he's been accused of using confidential police databases for personal reasons and using inappropriate language with female municipal employees. He was also suspended once for installing a remote starter in a municipally owned vehicle without permission. An 18-month investigation of the Parma, Ohio Police Department has revealed a trend of fraud committed by police officers. The investigation may lead to charges of fraud, tax evasion, and theft against the 12 officers who were the alleged participants in the scam. Officers who are not charged criminally face discipline from their department. A report says that former police chief Mark Manning signed the names of other officers to collect pay and avoid taxes while he was working as a security guard in a bowling alley. Other officers also accepted cash from the same bowling alley. The report also says that officers worked at other jobs when they had called in sick and were paid twice for the same hours of duty. There are also claims that officers falsified times on parking tickets to make it seem as though they had worked overtime hours. The city claims it lost $150,000 through false overtime payments to the police. Residents and activists in El Monte, California, are protesting the death of David Vieira at the hands of the city police. The young father of three was shot by police after a traffic stop. Police say they riddled the car with bullets after Vieira reached for a weapon. However, no weapon was recovered. Police say they stopped the car because Vieira and his passenger were suspects in a shooting, but a subsequent investigation revealed that they had no connection to that incident. Protesters rallied outside of the Trenton, New Jersey City Hall on Wednesday to protest the brutal beating of a man during a recent arrest. Charles Hendricks was beaten by the police after he allegedly interfered with an investigation outside of his home. Hendricks suffered a broken nose, broken ribs, and a broken thumb during the arrest. The mayor of Trenton says he has known Hendricks for 40 years and that Hendricks is a, quote, fine man who is very active in the community. The two detectives, David Niederman and Jason Woodhead, arrived at Hendricks' home in an unmarked vehicle and were investigating a possible drug deal on his porch. Hendricks says that he was encouraging the two individuals on his porch to cooperate with the police when the officers slammed the door on his head, stormed into his house punching and beating him, dragged him outside hitting his head on the steps, and then handcuffed him. No drugs were ever found. Hendricks was charged with assaulting a police officer, interfering in an investigation, and resisting arrest. And New York City Council has decided to hold hearings into the treatment of prisoners arrested and detained at a former bus station during the Republican National Convention last week. 1,800 people were arrested, primarily for disorderly conduct, during the convention. Many of the arrested claim they were held for more than 24 hours and that the conditions at the temporary facility at Pier 57 were unsafe. At a news conference at City Hall on Tuesday, City Councilor Margarita Lopez said she believes the city's treatment of protesters constituted police brutality. And that's all for Bad Cop, No Donut this week from 88.1 FM CKLN in Toronto. I'm Ron Anisich. To contact us or to send us more news about police brutality or misconduct, email ihatepigs@hotmail.com. That's all one word. And this week's police song is The Badge by Poison Idea.
Stuck on this. Face them dead. As you look back,
boxes can't face the day unless you pay off and you look away. You burn a flag from it, I'm about to die. Do you like to see his children cry? I'm a rookie, take it for a little ride. Get some dumb on the side. The back of your truck, a child lays there dead. As you look back, what goes through your head?
Suck on it.